You know, what's weird is when the narcissistic, psychopathic Jezebel comes after you, they don't realize you've had family members that you've watched your whole life. They don't realize that you've worked with people or you've been married to somebody who was a narcissistic, psychopathic Jezebel. Or you dated one when you were younger. I remember one of my first girlfriends. I think I met her. We used to just drive down and up and down High Point Road with our hot rods, our cars, you know. I think I met her on that. We were all driving up and down the road, you know. Started talking to her. And you kind of start to get away from your friends, right? You start to spend more time with her. It's funny how they draw you away from your calling. They try to draw you away from your calling or your purpose or your remodeling or your some of your friends or whatever. They pull you away. Somehow they do it. They actually try to get you away from self-care. They actually, these narcissistic, psychopathic Jezebels want you to lose your self-care and just give all your attention to them to care for them. Yeah, if you're married, it makes sense. You care for that other person, but you still don't lose yourself. I've seen it in marriage. They want you to lose yourself. They're smoking something. Because if you lose yourself, what good are you for anybody? You know, they want to take away your free will. They want to take away all your time, your free will, your sleep. First wife, she would slam cat. I'd be working all day and tired or sick or something, and she'd slam cabinet doors because she wasn't getting attention. Bizarro land. You don't have any self-worth on your own. And then when they say, well, you're not giving me attention, so they try to find somebody else. And then they try to blame it on you. They're the ones doing it. You're not. They try to flip it on you, project it onto you. They want to take away your friends, your family, and everything else. And, like, just totally get you to worship at their feet. And this was before the internet. This is before people knew about Queen Bee Syndrome. It's been going on since Genesis 3. But anyway, back to that one lady, girl, whatever. Towards the end, she said she was doing stuff wrong, and I said, I'm done. You were, you know, talking to somebody else or something. I said, I'm done. I get a call from the nurse at the hospital. I get a call from the nurse at the hospital. We're talking about a long time ago. Yeah, what's going on? Well, your girlfriend wanted me to call you. She said she needed you up here. I said, what happened? She tried to kill herself. Come to find out, she didn't really try to kill herself. She just wanted attention. I thought, okay. So I ran up there thinking she tried to kill herself. It was just more games. So I've seen pretty much the worst. So when a new psychopathic, narcissistic Jezebel tries to get in the door, you've seen it all. You've seen the worst of the worst. Then you're like, do you think I'm stupid? I've seen stuff I never talked about, and I never will. And it's like, you think I'm dumb? And because you're kind and you treat people with respect and you talk normal and you have normal conversations and you're living in the now and you're in peace and you're trying to help people and guide people and see where they're at and try to give them a Bible verse or something to pop them out of their delusions. they think you're just naive. They think you're naive. How can I be naive when my dad's over there on heroin? I got people in the living room when they're kids smoking marijuana, giving it to the dog and thinking that's funny to get the dog high. How can I be naive when I've been surrounded by drunks and drug heads and everything else, and I escaped it? I left that. I crawled out of it. I crawled and worked hard, went to college, worked myself through college, paid for my own place to live, worked myself through college to get away from that mindset. Now, how can I be naive when I was born in it and I climbed out of it? Seriously, are you dumb? Do you really think that a person who's been through the pain and the growth and they're able to be stable and manage their own stuff and be kind to people, do you think they came to that point without struggles? And then crawling my way through college, working my way through college, and then when you get born again, God shows you everything that you've been through for a reason. You went through it all for a reason. And then you renew your mind in the Bible, in the scripture. For years, and that's all you did. And you start cutting those kind of people off, and then a narcissistic, psychopathic Jezebel shows up on the scene and thinks you're dumb. Thinks you don't see through the game. They don't think that you can see how sick and how toxic and how insane they really are. That they never got born again. They might have walked an aisle. They might have said a little prayer, but there's a difference between walking down and crying, pretending to be convicted of sin, but having no conviction, just say, I want to be saved, instead of really getting convicted of sin and getting saved. There's a difference. I know what I'm talking about because I lived it. And I've watched religious but lost people my whole life. And they think they can manipulate you. I've worked in the hospitality business. I've seen housekeepers that are so selfish, and I even experimented one for 5 years. She always wanted to ride home, but she was nice. I studied sociopaths for 10 years, but I actually saw one on the job for 5. And she would be nice in the morning, and at lunch, can I get a ride home? Yeah, because it was like right near my house. But the days that she didn't need a ride home, she was mean as a snake. So I took notes. So the psychopath or the sociopath, they're nice when they want something, but if they don't want anything, they ain't gonna give you the time of day. They wouldn't ever give you a ride home, but they want you to give them a ride. They wouldn't do for you, but they want you to do for them. And I've been in the hospitality for most of my life. I've done a lot of other different things, estimating, trust design. I've had good office jobs where I even had a secretary a few times. And so, who cares? I want to be happy doing what I'm doing. I like my autonomy. And so, they think that you're ignorant because you're kind, but they don't realize the only reason you're able to be kind and help people and listen to people and have a conversation with people and have compassion and empathy on people is because you've been through it. And you rose up out of it. You rose above the game. And then when God shows you the 3D cycle repeat simulation is a game to pull you up out of 3D into 5D, and you tell them that, they think you're crazy. But you look at them like you're stuck in a 3D psychopathic, sociopathic game. You're trying to claw ahead, and you got two or three guys you're talking to instead of being dedicated to one like the Bible tells you to be. You're out there running the streets like a harlot. And you think I'm crazy? I don't think so. You're still in the 3D, he said, she said, comparing yourself with one another, red versus blue, going around your circuit thinking you're going somewhere and you're not going anywhere. Watching the football and the basketball games, which is just a repeat. You've already seen it 1,000 times. When are you going to get tired of basketball and football? When are you going to get tired of their music and their TV? The music is just a sine wave. There's only 3 or 4 kinds of songs out there. Love song, tragedy, my dog died, my truck broke down, and my wife left me, and country music. I mean, come on. And the rap songs, I'm going to shoot somebody. And I'm going to get over on the man. No, you ain't going to get over on nobody because it's a big system. You ain't going to change the system. The only way you're going to get over on the system is escape the system. And the only way you're going to escape the system is escape time. Time is fake. It's not real. The only way you're going to escape time is see past time. And when you see past time and you see the archetypes and the cycle repeats, the simulation, you step back and you say, oh, I've seen this before. So when a psychopathic, narcissistic Jezebel shows up on the scene, you know she's playing a good game at first, but you just take your time. And they're going to reveal what they are. They always reveal what they are because they, you know, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know their insecurities. You know their pride. They shift between insecurity and pride. You know their love of money. You know they want to control. You know they want to play games. They're game players because they have no truth. They're just in their emotions and they just love. They're lovers of pleasures instead of lovers of God. There's no new game. You've seen it all. And they want you to take care of them, but they don't want to take care of you. They don't realize that the reason you're so kind to people is because you feel sorry for the 3D creatures and they think they can get over on you and they're revealing what they are. They're still in the 3D tit-for-tat mindset. Yes, a dog-eat-dog world, but when you know that God's going to take care of you and you reap what you sow, you walk around down here, this is not your home. Yes, a dog-eat-dog world, but I'm not of this world. If you're saved, you're not of this world. Why are you playing the games of the world? All you had to do is pray and ask God to open the door, and He opens the door. Hello? And most people, they got to have the best clothes and the best car and the best, live in the best neighborhood and this, that, and the other and impress people. Why? Why? Who cares? What is that about? I'd rather live in a small house and this, and I can get the roof done. I can climb on the roof, get the work done myself. Why you want a mansion? There's more work to do. The more stuff you own, the more it controls you. I mean, come on. It's time to wake up. You've been brainwashed by the media and just get out of debt and be happy. Do a job you enjoy. You could die at any moment. You could die right now. I could die right now. But I'm doing what I want to do. And I'm not under some kind of thumb of some kind of narcissistic, psychopathic Jezebel. Well, you're going to lose our companionship. What companionship? All you want to do is curse and lie and drink and cheat and all that. There ain't no companionship. I'd rather be by myself. What are you talking about? You ain't got nothing. When you start to be when you start to be honest with yourself, truth in the inward man, and truth with everybody else, but you're stuck in 3D, you'll never escape it. Until you get born again, seriously born again, see your sin, see that the fact that you're going to hell, and it's not some kind of ritual, it's faith alone in Jesus alone, period. It's not some kind of circumcision. It's not speaking in tongues. It's not being dunked under some water. It's born of the Spirit, baptized in the Spirit, receiving the Spirit. And as long as you stay out, as long as you reject it, you'll still be trying to impress the world, satisfy the flesh, and the pride of life, trying to run here, run here, travel here, go here, trying to see the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. That's the only thing that controls you. Your control, if you're lost, religious but lost, we already know what controls you: the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. Look at me. I've watched it my whole life. I sit back and I said, let me get away from these people. These people are crazy. I didn't even know why. Then when I got saved, I said, let me get away from these people even more. I tried to get them saved, and then God had to convict me that I can't save anybody. I'm not Jesus. I can't save you. I can't fix you. You're going to have to fix yourself. And as long as you're acting that stupid, I don't want to be around you. As long as you're a control freak, I don't want to be around you. If you can't live and let live and give up some control, who wants to be near that? The psychopath wants total control. And I think it's because of fear. And I think it's also because of a game. They find it as a game. They've ruined their life. They're miserable. They can't find happiness in the inner man. So they turn psychopathic. And so they treat, it's a simulation, but they treat it like a game. But it's real. You're going to have to answer for things done in the body. Even if it is a simulation, you're going to have to answer for things done in the body. Period. The fact that he tells you that ought to tell you right there, it's a simulation. You're going to have to answer for things done in the body. What's the purpose of the body? To walk around here and serve one another. But the psychopathic Jezebel narcissist wants you to serve her as a queen bee. It's upside down, people. And if you don't see this upside down, I feel sorry for you.